morning we looked at the order code. Every system, every society, every relationship must have a code. If you are in a friendship relationship with people, it must be order. And in the organization, it must be the order code. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's just take it again from there. In verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother. So what's every brother? Very interesting. And sister too. That walks disorderly, not after the tradition which you have, which he received of us. In verse 14, if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Many of us don't know how to handle such issues in the church. When you have an instruction given like that, you carry it out to the letter, trying to sympathize with somebody that has been given a disciplinary action or instruction is the height of stupidity. Just, if you don't know anybody to support the pastor. You'll be godly when you do that. Talking about a church where God's word is taught, the scriptures are honored. So it says in verse 14 again, have no company with him that he may be ashamed. May be ashamed. Look at the honor code, or the order code, where we understand the place of instructions come with order. Look at 1 Corinthians 16:1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, let's take it together. 1 Corinthians 16:1. Let's go. Now, I want us to read it together. This is about giving. Because there's noise around now because we want to explain tithing is not the New Testament. They now totally want to say giving is not even anywhere in the New Testament. And then you know that such people need to come back to sanity. 1 Corinthians 16:1, now concerning the collection for the saints. Let's take it together now. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. What did they give? What was an order? A command. Do you weigh an order? Do you choose which part of the order to follow? He gave an instruction. It's a command. Now look at the order. Verse 2. Let's take verse 2 together. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as he has been prospered, or God has prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. So he's giving an instruction towards giving. I command you to put aside something for the church. And it's not just one church. And I've given orders to the entire church of Galatia, even so do you. It's an instruction that you follow. Let him lay by him in store as he has been prospered. One important aspect of the local church is that orders are given. Orders are orders. This is how it must be done. Orders will start with things as simple as when we meet. 2 o'clock. 6 o'clock is an order. Our prayer meeting, 6 p.m. is an order. That's it. That's the local church. One word for local church is order. You don't just do anything. You don't just do anything anyhow. Doing the right thing is not enough. Doing the right thing the right way. The proper way. Order. So, asked me one time. He said, sir, Is there a reason why you said so? I said, is there a reason why you are asking? So I'm just asking to learn. No, I said, it's not your business. I'm the pastor. You are the sheep. Follow me. Simple. Sometimes, I mean, as the leadership sees it fit. One time we did a test, an examination for some people in our, before we called it LMA. Some people did very, very well. Very well. But we found the same person wanting in your behavior. And we withdrew the entire studentship. Why did you do so? Because I'm in charge. You didn't start it, I started it. I'm the only one that's ever done first time a year. It's not a community development association where we came together to start. No. You came here. I give order to all the churches of Galatia. Notice, he didn't give order to the body of Christ. Even so do ye. I don't expect them to practice in Jerusalem. They'll believe the gospel there. They know the finished work of redemption there. They walk in the spirit there. They walk in love there. They walk by faith. But this is different. This is a specific instruction to a specific church where you are superintending and you have authority there. When you come to a place like this, it's what we do here that you will do with us. Simple. It's what we do here that you will do. I don't believe this. I don't believe that. Go to where you believe. Even so do you. Come back to 2 Thessalonians 3 again. Remember the word tradition, paradosis, saw that earlier. It means something handed over to you. It now becomes a culture. A culture. Sticking to time, for example. Culture. Just the orderliness. A given instruction. Follow through. Order. Things done properly. Like I said, there are things that bring for orderliness. Just the timing things are done. Who does it? Who does not do it? That's the local church. Your church, do you have a dress code? Or everybody just shows up as he sees fit? Guy just wants to preach in the service and he comes with nightgown. What you told them to be led? I can be led and come with pajamas. Because there's confusion. I just show up in the service anyhow. There are things, so for example, we say in leadership, that we don't pass to everybody. There are some air dues you can't have as a leader in our church. It's fine. It's adorable, attractive, but not for you. Is that not being religious? Exactly. You show up. Nya, nyo, nya. Come here. Know who you are in Christ. Now you are in leadership. No longer in Christ. Hallelujah. You will discover that the leaders do different things. Hallelujah. Very different. You don't just show up. And someone will say, what's wrong with you? And he said, keeping some, what's this? God, take it off. Go into the barbers I'm waiting for you. But as somebody else in the same church, how are you? They are two different personalities. Hallelujah. Who's following what I'm saying here? It's called order. Order. We said authority is created where there's what? Responsibility. And therefore, where there's responsibility, there's also an obligatory conduct that comes with it. So because you're a pastor doesn't mean you live anyhow, talk anyhow, do anything. No! That already confers responsibility on you to be responsible. From responsible. In your conduct, in your speech, in your behavior. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou what? An example for believers. In purity, in conversation, in your speech, in faith, in charity. What an example. The man is at the office of the bishop, 1 Timothy 3:1. He desires a good work. However, a bishop must be blameless. Husband of one wife. Apt to teach. Hospitable. He must not be given to wine. He must not be a brawler. Can you imagine? That's legalism. What is? It's just the fact that you have an unction from the Holy One. You know nothing. That should be enough. 1 Corinthians 2:4, sir. There are diverse of gifts. In fact, the word is diaresis charisma. That's for the congregation. But for leadership, go and check the qualification of a bishop. Only 2 are giftings out of 11. The other 9 is character. Character. Behavior. Disposition. Do you give? How do you talk? Are you a loose person in appetites? You eat, you are gymming, and you are getting fatter. You went to the gym, and you are getting fatter. Because you are a man just given to uncontrolled appetites. You can eat human beings. No! It's not self-control. Order. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, there are traditions. He said we give these traditions to culture. A culture that makes people orderly. The other code we want to look at is the value code. What did I call it? Value code. That is, you must have values. Values. Things you value. We'll get to that shortly. Let me quickly tell you this. The local churches are peculiar. They are peculiarities of local churches. And so, sometimes it may be very unwise to compare churches. Don't forget, I'm not referring to the gospel here. I'm not referring to whether Christ died and rose from the dead. That's a fact that is, you know, that's accepted to all men. That's the gospel of Christ. We're referring now to instructions, orderliness, the conduct of men. So we see, you can't compare churches. Sometimes you can't compare people. It may be unwise. In 2 Corinthians 10:12, Paul says, if we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, and they measure themselves by themselves, and compare themselves among them, they are not wise. Measuring yourselves. So you are not wise. Those that compare each other, I said, they are fools. Churches can be peculiar. Peculiar. Having different things that are there and they are present. Just like I tell people, when it comes to marriage counseling, a guy was put on social media. He said, look, if you want to get married and your parents or they don't agree, say you should insist. I asked, Have you insisted before? Say, yes, he has. I said, I'm not sure you have insisted. Are you married? He said, no. You have not insisted. You don't talk like that. There are things, when you mature, there are things you don't say generally. I said, well, marital counseling is specific. In the church, the pastor, in the individual cases, sometimes require individual counseling. Just, I've known that long enough. Started engaging in marital counseling 22 years ago. I saw that. It's not, you don't have a general rule, as it were, in all cases. Just the same way, churches differ. I'm not talking about doctrine. Don't misquote what I'm saying. They differ. Look at the book of Revelation. Jesus gave instructions to John for seven churches on seven different things. Very peculiar. Revelation 2 and 3. Very unique and peculiar. Which means sometimes, Stephen's church, the emphasis in many them may just be prayer. Whereas, in his own church, he may be walking in love. Who's following what I'm saying here? Peculiar. Now, I'm not saying that in this business church you need entrepreneurship. Don't misquote me. Sometimes, the emphasis here may be evangelism. Sometimes, a pastor may say one whole year and teach works. He will teach conduct and they become conductors. Because that's what they need now. Peculiarities. In all our different churches, I give the pastors the room after to teach. Am I right? What do you think you need there? There were some things we teach generally. When there's an emphasis by the Holy Ghost, we take that. But what do you want to emphasize? In fact, if I ask you to take a service, I usually ask you, what are you teaching presently? What are you teaching in your church? I'm teaching on prayer. Okay, continue with us here. Because most likely, it's something you probably will teach better. Who's following what I'm saying here? What's the emphasis? What do you have in your heart? What is on your heart to emphasize in this church at this point? So, churches will have peculiarities. Sometimes, your congregation is just full of undergraduates. That's not the time you'll be saying some things. There was a guy, we traveled to preach somewhere, and he was just making mouth of how we traveled somewhere, how we bought a car. I said, you are saying this to 100 level students. Do you want them to steal? That's not what they need. I've already heard that's rubbish you are saying, but you don't also need it. Peculiarities. Churches would differ. Prayer. Sometimes the emphasis here will be much more on prayer. Sometimes the emphasis here will be love, forgiveness. Some of the emphasis here is be led. At some point, don't forget what I'm saying. Peculiarities. Look at 2 Corinthians 8. What was distinct in Macedonia was that in great trial of affliction, verse 2, they abounded unto the riches of liberality. So Paul now used that example to instruct. Now, if you observe, when he wrote to Philippi, Philippi was under stress, persecution and trial. He emphasized joy. Joy. Rejoicing. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. For it's God that is at work in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. The emphasis there was for them, in the midst of all, to abide still. He had to remind them, it is given on behalf of Christ, not just for us to believe on his name, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1:29. Very peculiar. It's for all the churches you need at one point in time. But at that point, that was what Philippi needed to hear. Rejoice again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:5. Be anxious for nothing. Prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. Verse 6, let your request be made known unto God. Verse 7, you see that it was specific because they were undergoing trial. And the peace of God that passes all my understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ. And finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are pure. No, he gave them, you know, the kind of instructions, the kind of truth at that point. Whereas, he didn't say the same thing to Corinth. He commended Corinth for the gifts and went ahead in the second letter to use Macedonia as an example of their giving. So he says, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 5, verse 6, in so much that we desire Titus as he had begun, so he will finish in you the same grace also. Verse 7, therefore as you are bound everything in faith, in all trust, in knowledge, in all religion, you allot to us, see that you are bound in this grace also. He said, look, you have to copy, you have to follow the example that is found in Macedonia. So that you, peculiarities of things that happen in places. Corinth was unique. They had dealings of division. 1 Corinthians 1. They didn't run through the book. 1 Corinthians 1. Verse 10. You all speak the same, not there be no divisions. Verse 11. For it's been declared unto me, of my brethren, by them that has a Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Division was there. In chapter 3. Verse 3. Are you not carnal? For wherein as among you every strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Chapter 5. It now led to licentiousness. A brother was now having his father's wife, and he was saying, save forever. Paul said, are you tired? See, this is not even named among the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 5:1. He said, you are puffed up, the whole church, you are not rather mourned. That he had done this, he might be taken away from among you. There's no form of censure to what he has done. When there is division like that, there will be licentiousness. People will do what they like. So they give them an instruction. So you are going to now oppose that brother. In verse 5, fruit of that flesh, that is spirit being saved in the day of the Lord. Your glory is not good. Do you know that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? If you allow such kind of things to trend and it goes unchecked, you are going to face a bigger problem. Stop it immediately. A brother, if it's a woman that is not his wife, stop it immediately. Sister is following an allergy, stop her immediately. Amen. Don't say we are praying for her. No. Ask her, what's going on? A brother is into 419. That guy. He says, oh, your brother. The Lord has been blessing him. Stop it. Say, your glory is not good. So when they have strife like that, you now have things, people now do things anyhow. Chapter 6, they were now going to court. Somebody from Sabozo. Moshi zone, they are now the magistrate courts. And then the Arizona pastors are with them, standing by them. So what's wrong with you? So you can see, division goes deep. It goes through. But it begins to behave anyhow. And Paul had to write to them about the sexual relations. If you put your body with that of an adult, is that not one flesh? The same challenge. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 1 Corinthians 10, they were just living anyhow, based on knowledge. Eat food offered to idols. They didn't care what they were doing before men. They didn't care. Say, well, there's no idol in this world. Leave that matter. We know. Using the gospel as a cloak of maliciousness. An occasion to serve the flesh. Galatians 5:13. So you find such things bound in such places. Living anyhow. Eating anything. Unchecked appetite. They can do anything anywhere towards anybody. They don't care. No caution. And they'll give you 20 scriptures when you ask them questions. Just lose no control. 1 Corinthians 11, same thing. They will now bring church or food to eat amongst brethren. They will now be showing off what they have and be showing off to those who don't have. Somebody's caused, some are sick, some are weak, some even die amongst you. Just judge yourself so you not be judged with the world. So the treatment there, 1 Corinthians 12 to 14, talk about gifts of the Spirit. How would you just be speaking in tongues? He said, brother, come and lead prayer. Want to pray? Come. You want us to say amen. We are not all praying together. Come and start the service and just pray. Just say, do it properly. So, when there's such things, and you see, the challenge in Corinth, and I must mention this quickly, is that they had multiple influences. When you find believers have been reading after every author, have so many mentors, till they have tormentors, have so many thoughts, you know, everywhere, you will see division. People will begin to see these things differently in the congregation. So he treated them differently. He addressed different things to what they did. So there are unique, there are peculiarities in churches. There are. Sometimes I'm glad people give great commendation of our members, leaders, pastors. I'm so impressed. And I smile. There are still things that they are working on. There are things being worked on. Hallelujah. And they are wise enough that when I'm talking to everybody, they know I'm also talking to them. There are things. So you should not deceive yourself. So, in that peculiarity, what you will address might be different per time. That's why you have workers training, workers meetings, ensure you address issues by the word. Quickly. People will tell me, Pastor, it's as though you knew what was going on in my spiritual life. Is that the way I'm the pastor? When the pastor is praying, the Lord will lay it on his heart. Talk about this, talk about that. He will never lay it on your heart because you are not the pastor. He will know. Then he will address it. That's why you must trust God and make sure you have a pastor who is full of the Holy Ghost. Not the pastor who is in Olympic race with other pastors in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. That's where equip saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. And he calls that the knowledge of the Son of God. The old truth is the knowledge of the Son of God. In which we have admonitions, exhortations, instructions, corrections. All in the knowledge of the Son of God. Can I have an amen? You must know that. Just glean a bit more on what we said earlier about order. Look at Acts 13. One of the traits of immaturity, exuberance, is when you refuse to acknowledge dignitaries in the body of Christ. Particularly in your own church. It has nothing to do with their pocket or their bucket. Nothing to do with their cars or their age. Nothing to do with how much they earn or they don't earn. It is their responsibility. Acts of the Apostles 13. Let's take it together. Everybody, let's go. Now, they were in the church that was at Antioch. Who? Certain prophets and teachers. So, without much ado, you should know the people that said, separate Barabbas and Saul.
Not if somebody just got up and gave a prophecy to the pastor. Yaganga, Legaraga, Lululu. And I say to you, young man, to your pastor, say it's not me, sir, it's the Lord. Certain prophets and teachers, recognizable personalities, functionaries, dignitaries in the body of Christ. They will know what to say, how to say it. Someone in Ibadan, again, no, Pastor Ibadan, said, sir, I raised my hand 3 times, had a prophecy, you did not allow me to say it. I said, I don't know you. He said, he has a tongue interpretation. I said, I don't know you. But the thing was set up in me. Say to go and put it somewhere else. I don't know you. That's how I'll give you the microphone. And you say something that will need 6 months to clear. Sister Bolanle, not the one you know. 1994. We're having a Holy Ghost meeting. Tell that all. That's all. My dear friend, we call him Bishop. Lady Amusa, she said, you have a word. That's how she came. I said, and it was the Holy Ghost meeting. Say, Lord is saying that you can manifest the gifts of His Spirit and go to hell. Eh? Even those who were in the cloud of glory opened their eyes. So I learned a vital lesson. And I observed one day, I was in a meeting at New Covenant Church, and Reverend Paul Jinadu, he was, happened earlier anyway, and he was now, you know, having people give prophecies, he now called, so-so-and-so, and there were other people, they were burning with fire, he didn't call them, so-so-and-so. I said, you didn't call me, sir. I don't know you. I don't know you. And you get the message. What year was it again? That I didn't know that two people, they had their secrets. I thought, I first was a word of knowledge. I was a Yoruba. The Lord is telling you, He's telling you. And I said, this is prophecy war. I said, Word of knowledge. We call it prophet's key. Certain prophets and teachers, recognizable characters, not somebody we don't know his name, we found him on Facebook. No. They mentioned their names. Don't know somebody? Just take his post and repost it. Do you know him? That's how some folks. Remember someone's website I opened on my laptop. Just amusing myself with the kind of things the fellow was saying. I just say, remember the church just came. Okay, this is where pastor is studying from. And wrote the website. They are nowhere to be found now. Matters is not your business. Nowhere to be, they stop speaking in tongues, have you? Stop doing ministry. Because of a website you checked on my laptop. That I did not ask you to write the website down. Whatever you are looking for, you have found it. Check all our pastors. If my friend comes, my friend comes, and our pastors are there, they leave. They don't stay behind, and they're also laughing at the jokes. Yes, like we were saying last week. You are who? You, it's just sense. I like how Ajibaju does it. Sense. don't bother. That's a mistake. It's not a mistake. Have sense. And the person just saw the website and went after. Not knowing that the person does not believe in the gift of the Spirit, preaches all sorts of theology of our salvation. Eventually, the church they formed closed down.
And we are still here. Hallelujah. When you think you know too much, you finally get to know so much. For in Corinth, there are different influences. They didn't correct themselves. Correct yourself. Show that you are listening to the right source. Sometimes you can have the right words, but the wrong spirit. Wrong spirit. Careful. Order means there's an instruction to follow. Order means there is something to obey. Order means there's something to be complied with. Order means there's an instruction I need to remember. Order means there's a time to keep. Order means there's something to do, something not to do. That's what it means. Order means there's something to give, something to take. There will be a specific instruction in orderliness. Church service is 7:30. Orderliness means that before 7:30, I'm on my way to the service. Orderliness. Not that the service is on, and then you and your noisy shoe. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Ka, ko, kaka, koko. Also, where were you when we started the church service? Look at Colossians 4. He gave them instruction what to read and what not to read. Verse 16. And when this epistle is read among you, Costa is also read in the church of Laodiceans, and you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Restricted reading. Read this one, you read that one. Local church controls what you read. It's not that they are being tyrannical, it's just plain oversight. Orderliness. Orderliness. Look at one of the things Paul told Timothy. Very instructive. 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 14, please turn there quickly. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom you should be aware also, for he had greatly withstood our words. That is, he said, look, if this man withstood me, be careful for him. The pastor therefore has the right to tell you, hey, that person is against our ministry. It's against what we do. And then you follow suit. Don't say, well, maybe I'm a different person. I have an independent mind. And it's not true. I think differently. But he said, look, he has done us more evil. He withstood our words. So you be careful for him as well. Jesus gave the same warning about the Pharisees. Be careful for them. They are after me. They don't believe what we believe. He said it clearly. The local church plays that role in our lives. A young minister, years ago, I told my brother, I said, this brother is not serious. This brother, I said, just be careful. Did you listen to me? Just trying to control our lives. Oftentimes, when you now see what turns out, why didn't you just listen? It's not everything you will understand immediately. If you wait to understand everything before you obey instruction, it's not everything. There are some instructions you will be given. In fact, today, there are instructions you follow. You don't even have the understanding. How many people buy cars and read the entire manual? Yet you follow it religiously. Say, no, I want to find out why. No, you just follow. There are even things in your profession that you do merely out of what? Instruction. You have not done a research on it at all. How much more?
learn to take instruction.
What did I say? The other issue we said is the value code. Look at that 2 Thessalonians 3 again. Did you notice that what Paul said in Thessalonica was very unique? You won't find what he said in other epistles of other apostles. He said, look, this is the instruction we are giving. He that does not walk should not eat. So industry became a value. Verse 10. If any should not walk, neither should he eat. Values. So that means Paul taught them to have value for industry. Something they valued. So that means in Thessalonica, they valued people going out to work. They valued people earning money by themselves. It's just values. They didn't value laziness. We came to the church and told them in the morning you are there. After you are there, what are you doing here? Since we are sure we don't do protective custody of the spirit and angels, something like that. What are you doing here? Well, I just feel we should find something to do. Value. Acts 20, verse 35. I've showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And remember the words of Lord Jesus, how we said, is more blessed to give than to receive. Verse 34. You yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and unto them that were with me. Values. Things we just value. Work. 1 Timothy 5. Stretching support for widows. The same thing. So look in verse 4. In verse 3 says, honor the widows that are widows indeed. Indeed. That means there are some that are not widows indeed. They don't have husband, nobody have husband. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first how to show piety at home. Values. And to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Verse 4. Now he that is a widow indeed and desolate, trust in God, continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But he that lives in pleasure is dead whilst he lives. See what he says. He said, we value prayer and supplication. Even though you are a widow, you need support. Let's find out whether you pray. When last were you at the prayer group meeting? When last? Values. So the values. It means we just value them. They matter to us. They are things of worth. The ministry must have values. Prayer chain, values. Prayer meetings, Bible study, WCC, workers retreat. There must be things you value. I told someone, I said, look, all these prayer groups you are missing, there's a record for you to say, sir, yes. Ah, you don't know. There's an overview of your life at the end of every year by your pastors. They won't tell you. Overview. Everything you thought they were not noticing. That one, no. No. They watch you, even when you come for general meetings, they are watching you. The person that's not your pastor is still watching you. Brother. Values. Values. This person value this. You don't submit study group assignment. You pile them up like the Red Sea for 1 year. Say, look at this. He's not a serious person. She's not a serious person. So, if you like, be singing in tongues loud. Before they do believers meeting, you have given 200 people word of knowledge. By the time you see what we value, you'll be disappointed. Let the gifts of the Spirit run through your nose like kata. It means nothing.
Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Ceramic. Quote everything. Values. Watch how you talk. How do you respond? How do you talk when you are spoken to? Values. They are values. So, every minister says, things you mustn't toy with.
Tell ourselves as pastors in our church. So, we might be growing numerically, but we must insist on our values.
Because you want to have increase, does not mean you now have a decrease in values. When you see a society that has no values, you see a society that is self-destruct. Self-destruct.
In my associations with friends, so a lot of those what I'm talking about,
our friends, association. Friends, we used to do ministry together. One of the things they respected me for, I said, check with your farm. Only they say, you are our friend now. So when it comes to ministry, I'm not your friend. Let's stick to what we want to do. Simple. So they wait for me. They wait for me to come and restore order. There was a camp we had in 1998. They waited till I came from Lagos. It's okay. This one, do this. And I organized everything within 1 hour. How? Because there are things I had valued growing up. Value.
When we go anywhere, our pastors, they say it.
I have understanding of values. The things we hold in high esteem.
Sometimes you may not understand those things until later years.
Then you will now be grateful that you were trained that way. You won't want to see an untrained believer.
You'll be so much disgust. You don't even know how to talk. You don't even know how to say, hey, should I have said it?
Values. What's the values? Things you value. You respect.
I tell people that are starting churches, you always say, look, don't say because you are still small that you should let go some basic principles of honor and respect. Start now.
Start immediately. Immediately. In doing that, that same message, you preserve it. You cannot preserve the truth of the gospel in disorderliness. You can't preserve the truth of the gospel in unruliness. You can't. Can only be preserved in orderliness. Are you following what I say here? Do you value those meetings? Camp meeting. Believers convention. Whatever convention you hold in your church, make sure that people value it.
You see somebody that every time you have a major meeting, the person says, I had to travel. I had to do so.
That one does not value what you value. I had to do this. My cousin's cousin is doing wedding.
That's one exam we had. Somebody said, his sister is doing wedding.
Have a nice time. And he repeated the class. The man is laughing as he says, the person is looking at me. And he repeated the class.
So, but sir, imagine you go to your university and you have an exam and you now write the VC. My sister is getting married. I'm sorry, I won't be able to attend the exam. Can you shift it?
No. So there are values. Prayer meetings. The books you are writing. Make sure it is valued. So at this time that you just watch people. What do they value those meetings? Do they value those things you do?
What about laying on of hands? The ministry of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. Is it valued? Do you value them? Do you take them like things of value? They are not things you joke with. Not given to comedy or comical relief. That's why, when you see some comedians, I don't have a problem with comedy. I love comedy. But not comedy in the church. Just like saying, I love football, bring ball into the service, let's be playing. No. They are laughing and laughing at cast out of demons. Ah, and so the demon come around. The guy can't speak in tongues. Rabarabaye, are you okay? It's not funny. 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men but unto God. For no man understands how be the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Mark 16:17. These signs are for them that believe in my name. They will speak with new tongues. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 10:45. For upon the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Wow! See how they valued it. You are now saying rabaraba, rebuske. You are not well. You are not well. You are not well. These are things of value. Whatever you disrespect, you cannot use. If you disrespect pastor's office, you cannot be one. If you disrespect the teaching ministry, you cannot be one. It's not because God has taken anything away from you. But pay attention. He resists the proud. May you never be resisted. Make sure you treat things with value. Husband and wife, make sure your discussions do not extend beyond your family. You do hear what I'm saying? And not discussing church, discussing what pastor said. Well, how can he say that? How can he do this? How can that one do this? No. My wife is here. We don't discuss church outside our responsibilities. She gets to know things every pastor knows the same time. No personal the same time. I don't say, this was what we discussed. If she's not available, find out how you're going to do it. But did you know that pastor said this? Never, never. In what way? You must know the restriction. Same as my children. Same as my friends. There's no friend of mine that I discuss church members with. Not one. You won't even hear me talk about it. Also, I've noticed that I'm only the one talking about my church members. You talk about your own. I say, you finally noticed. So you finally noticed. I am the pastor. You are my friend. Do you understand that English? Meditate upon it. Value things. God gave you lives to oversee. Value them. Value the flock. Value the church. Acts 20:28. Take it to yourself and the flock with the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed them. Jesus purchased, or God purchased with the blood of his own. He shows you the value of the church. Treat it with value. I tell pastors here, do not, even amongst yourself, what did I tell you? Don't discuss your members with each other. Is that what I tell you? Don't discuss your members. That is abuse of privilege. The only person you can discuss with me, because I'm the one that gives you the responsibility. And I warn them sternly. Don't. It's a privilege. Have values. Things that you value. Neither will I discuss your pastor with you. I won't. I obey protocol. So go and meet your pastor. Sir, I want to ask, go and meet your pastor. Sir, some of you have done it here. Sir, I was a
chariot leader.
Yes. And I just wanted to
what I said earlier. C-H-A-R-I-O-T.
Sometimes we have a slow nature of understanding words put together. Let us. So say it one by one so that he will understand it.
Values.
How can we have chariot leaders and now don't value the same people? Value them.
Have values. It's a value code. Things you value.
A people with that respect of values, a people self-destruct. Every ministry must have untouchables. Prayer. Preaching. Some things that are, you can change methods, but never change values. You can change methods. You can say, let's see how we can have speakers outside WCC. Okay, maybe this year we should put tent. You know, those kind of things. But not the prayer. You get that point? Not the prayer. I was thinking, when I was coming back one day, I said, maybe we should not do evangelism this year because of this. Hey! I'm talking about this week. Say maybe because the number, how would they go out? Come back. See my brain. How would they go out? Come back. We are going. I just came back immediately. I said, what is me? Where are we going? Values. Just say values. Values must never change with time. I value respect, for example. Respect. Do you know there's no culture that hates respect anywhere in the world? I relate with non-Nigerians, Americans, English people. Do you know, I greet them like I greet Africans. I will bow. One time in Atlanta, Georgia, I saw Professor Wole Soyinka. And everybody looking at this. They just passed by. Kogi. I ran at him. I prostrated flat. Carried his back. He looked at me. I was wondering. So I brought out the card. You know the card? Come college, you are jealous. That is the school. The man hugged me. Respect. See, people like Pastor Hagin and Pastor Mark Hankins, Americans, do like this. It is, I say, how are you doing? Yes, sir. I value it. Pastor Talks is like my elder brother. When we see a side of the country, I greet him the same way. So say, America, what's up, MG? I never left my brain behind in Lagos. I greet you normally. There are things you must value. A people without values self-destruct. So raise up your children, have values. Values. Things that they respect. Children cannot be disrespectful. Where they learn it from? They can never be. Values. There are things you must value. Your prayer time. Value it. Matthew 7. I warn you, men of God. Says community, we warn ourselves. Matthew 7. Look at it very well. Jesus said in verse 6, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast your pearls before swines, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ensure you don't give what is of value to dogs. So people don't value a meeting like this. There's no point discussing it with them. So people don't value local church and having a pastor. Don't bother sitting yourself with them. So people don't value prayer. Don't bother yourself. Do not cast your pearls before swines. To be trampled upon. And then they will rend you
as well. Respect your values. Say, I respect my values. Anywhere you are, social media, respect yourself. Let me even say something about that. Now in many embassies, particularly in the United States and the United Kingdom, there are profiles of everything you do on social media. All the things you are saying. They just come and say, what's your name again? You just see it. So wherever you are, Yorubas have the same. That means you display your own training outside. When you see believers behaving on social media, it's their church. Sometimes it's not their church. Sometimes it's them in their church. Someone told me, I don't believe your church should have control over what you do on social media. Social media is my right. Say, God bless you. Don't argue with that kind of person. Or else they will not know the difference between both of you. Have values. Things you respect in your ministry. Times that you hold in high esteem. The value code. Make it a rule of living. People know. They already know. It's time for prayer. It's time for Bible study. It's time to go on evangelism. It's time to give. Oh, it's Saturday morning. We go and clean the service. Things that people hold in high esteem. It includes persons. Pastor is around. So what? Is your head cracked? Pastor Jesus. He's calling you. I can see it. I said he's calling you. I saw it. I'll attend to him. Don't just say, these believers of nowadays. Immediately say, are you okay? Values. What's the values? Be value code. The value code also brings honor. There's honor in it. The local church is actually where all those things can be properly entrenched. The local assembly. Honor means fear, respect. Done in love. Respect. Respect is not just calling somebody, sir. You are not serious, sir. You are not okay, sir. It's not sir. It's what is on your heart. Honor starts from the heart. From the heart. It comes into words that you use. So I'm a person of honor. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Make sure you value honor in your church, in your ministry, in your home. Value honor. You see people behave themselves. In different places, they now get the church, they now act with dishonor. Go to a place to ask for a job. Submit your CV. Submit your CV. A lot of you are outside. Visa interview. They put you under a shed. The American one, I don't know whether they've changed it now. You are all sitting here, and you are now moving small. You don't say, I don't do criminal. You sit down there. Go for a job interview. Who are those people that apply for manager? You don't say, where? You stand up. I'm here. You don't say, ma. And the girl is maybe office assistant. Ma. Sir, who is Bukala Jinodu? It's me. Speak loud now. I spoke loud though. That's how my voice is. What did you write here? I put it. See, what's your date of birth? You wrote Adam. What's the name of that? Sorry, no, I didn't see it clearly. Please. 14th June, 2 p.m. Military hospital. Then you get to church. Please, can you sit there? Why? I'm sorry. This is the house of God. I can sit anywhere I want to sit. You lack values. You should honor people more in the house of God. 1 Thessalonians 5. You learning something? Verse 12. I want us to read this one together. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Let's go. I will beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you. Let me ask you a question. Do you know those who labor among you? Raise your hand if you do. They are recognized. You can know them. Let's take it again. I will beseech you, brethren, to know them who labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Look at the, oh, hold on. No. Look at the word in the Lord. It's in Christ's reality. They are over you in Christ. I thought we had the same in Christ. No. There are levels in Christ. These ones are over you in Christ. So I say in Christ. So one of your confessions about your religion is that Pastor Larry is over me in Christ. It's a confession. Amen. Over you in the Lord. And admonish you. Let's take verse 13 together. And to esteem them very highly. In love for their work's sake. Did you say esteem them highly? Very highly. Very highly. When you see people respect their own pastors, why does he hurt you? Why does he offend you? So say, I can't somebody wants to greet his pastor and then he's kneeling down. That is legalism. Did you see the wife of the vice president? How she knelt down to greet not the president, their party leader. She knelt down. She's the granddaughter of Obafemi Awolowo. So she did not come from under the water. She greeted respectfully. A lawyer herself, 50-year-old. She knelt down. Honor does not depreciate you. It actually adds honor to you. What else? You see some people, you are ordinary wife of a cell leader. You hear me like this? Before you say two things in the service, my husband said, who's your husband said? Pastor said! What's my husband said? Your husband call. Your bandman. In your house, your husband. In church, pastor. Amen?
Amen.
My husband was preaching the other time. What was that? I was in the service like that. Somebody was preaching. And I took my Bible and left. My husband said, when I heard him four times, I just packed my Bible. Sure. This is a family church. My husband, this is a family church. This is a family meeting. Pastor said, in church, pastor. In your home, husband. Please say, darling, like you were saying, what's for that? Amen. Hebrews 13. Verse 17. Value honor. Value obedience to leadership. Let's take it together. Hebrews 13, 17. Let's go. Obey them. Yesterday we were talking about the sacrifice of the Old Testament. Now used in allegory. Can you remember that? The same thing happened here. After I talked about sacrifices, in verse 17. Let's take it together. Obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves for the watch. So that they must give account that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Value this.
obey them. I have the rule over you. Submit yourself.
He didn't say just submit your teaching note. He didn't say just submit your submit yourself. Whether you're on social media, whether you are in your house, whether you're on the road, you are in submission to authority. See to it that they don't do with grief. Simple things. Value things like that. Would to God that many so-called word churches, word ministries, can imbibe some things some non-word churches understand. Honor, value, respect, order. Simple things that you can do with ease because you know the word. You don't make it complicated because you know the word. I thought knowing the word makes it easier for you to act on the word. You now begin to select what to. So there, in those meetings, you just be emphasizing honor, order. You don't have a problem when we keep talking about who you are in Christ, righteousness. When we're talking about obedience, it's too much. It's not too much. In fact, from what you have said, we need to double the dose.
Honor. Obey. Honor. 1 Timothy 5.
Someone told me, say, I don't believe in all this pastor's appreciation.
I said, why? He says, human worship. And I saw the same person on social media. 10th year wedding anniversary. If you want to be Jehovah's Witness, be Jehovah's Witness. You can't match the two. You don't understand what I just said. You don't like people being appreciated, but you love being appreciated.
Go and look at those people that make those comments. They probably most of the time have very few members. Seriously. I'm not saying numbers mean much, but sometimes they mean.
They matter sometimes.
You know there's a way. You know there's a way if you have a church of 5 people, you can make some boasts. We don't do this in this church. When you get to 20, we should not do this in this church. When you are 50, I'm sure we must not be doing this in this church. When you get to 100, say to some of you here. Yeah. Hope you get my point. So when you see people speak like, go and check people following them. Sometimes people following them are not serious minded people like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand why you reason the way you reason. These are the people following you.
Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Verse 18. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that threshes the corn. The laborer is worthy of his reward.
Make sure that you have honor. Play for me with close.
Honor. Value honor.
That was something God spoke to me years ago about the ministry of the word. That we need to emphasize honor. Or else we'll lose the ministry altogether.
Because you can't honor the word above the people that teach it. See, some say we don't honor men. It's the word above men. Who teaches the word?
Men.
Honor the men that teach it. Show them respect. Show them regard. This honor is costly. Sister told me years ago, after laboring, I will teach them the word morning to night. That was a day. I preached away in the lorry. I came back to Ibadan. I now headed towards Agogo way to teach. I stopped at Kring. I think I had another meeting that Friday evening. And I moved at night. In the perils of the night. There was a time I was coming back to the same place. And we saw kidnappers. And I was rescued by the power of God. And I still went there to teach them. There was a day. They came. I was in early in the morning. And I threw up. My whole body shaking. Not just malaria. Malaria fever. Shaking. And I still thought 5-6 hours. Throughout yesterday when I was teaching, I had a very terrible headache. And I thought throughout. From the first day we started this meeting. So imagine after that. Son has telling me, well, I'm grateful for what God used you for. But I know He will use other people. The word is everywhere. Abba, you must never forget good deeds. I said to our friends, watch her. That's the end. It's not a curse. It's the things we have seen. Have you observed me? Despite my doctrinal differences, I still show appreciation to my past. What's about that? Always never forget goodness. I'm grateful for W.F. Kumi. I may not be teaching what he teaches today, but I'm grateful for the things that he entrenched in my system. Paul did not do. Shola Oladele. Many people. I'm grateful. I didn't learn to pray from a world church. Well, maybe it's a world church too, in a way. I learned to pray in the places you can't imagine. I'm grateful. Don't speak like that. Don't speak in our church. If you come to our Texas community and you tell us the stories of your former church, I'm just giving you a hint though. How bad they are. They will X you. These guys. They will just X you. Just know that it will be a long journey before they trust you. They just X you. Ah, that's my former pastor. They'll be listening to you. But they are Xing your name. The book of life. I won't tell you what that means. Oh no. Never forget good deeds. Imagine someone leaves his job, leaves his family, comes to teach you, spends his life towards you, and then he makes a mistake or an error, something you don't like, then you throw everything away at once. Abba. Abba. It's not done like that. So I told the young man, I said, no, I may disagree a lot with Pastor Matthew Ashimolo, what he preaches, but I can never forget what is in media. That was where I got my books. One day, walking to the bookshop, it was at the way I get Crescent in Isolo. Not Madison Media on Allen, that's a fizzy. This one was a shop. I said, young man, you want these books? I said, yes, sir. I don't have enough money. I said, no, give, be giving this guy half price. And I took the books. Then he told me, he said, Red Monkey just released the book. He said, I have 3 copies. He said, I bought the first set from United Kingdom. And he gave me the book free of charge. I can't forget it. Mighty Manifestation. I can't forget it. I can't forget 1993. First seminar. Ramah Temple. Oluyole. Where he taught us to pray in tongues. We prayed and almost died there. He was a Cancelero. I can't forget it. Because a good man to you cannot become an evil man tomorrow. It was good. I may not agree with his 24-hour miracle things. And I teach voraciously against it. And he should know. I don't joke with doctrinal truths. Even if you are my party, look at that. But I respect you. I will now close my eyes to other things you do that are right. I'm not stupid. We are here on Assemblies of God ground. They have been very good to us. It's been 11 years. Warm reception, kind folks, grateful to them. Some people go to redemption camp, use the place, and still abuse them in the camp. Go and build your own with all your word and revelation knowledge and insight and context and pretext. Build your own. It's not about building, but you're using their own. Why not use the body in the temple of the Holy Ghost? Use it for a meeting. Be grateful. Never forget a good deed. Koinonia.
Lebenemiko Amosuka. We go there. Why? Remember that one very well. There was a dog always there. Very ferocious dog. We go there and go and copy AG materials. Sometimes we'll copy it and take it and on credit. Credit. So tell that woman, the woman in charge. Next week. There even some we've never paid for till today. After 21 years. Since I've forgiven. How would you forget? I saw the man at the conference. I ran towards him. He had forgotten me. I reminded him. And I ran and brought something. He said, I'm so grateful for those years, sir. I got the tips. They've been a blessing to me. That's why I'm where I am today. And I gave to him. He even knew how much it was. It was the week after he called me. So I didn't know. Thank you. I said, no, sir. I should thank you. That amount of money is nothing compared to those days. Those tips formed me, molded me. That's why I'm doing what I am today. Have values for good things. When people do good to you, value it. Yoruba say, don't become ungrateful. I'm grateful for camps I've been. How will I tell my story without those people? My story didn't start with Kenneth Hagin. It didn't start with E.W. Kenyon. No. My story started with people that may not be teaching what Hagin taught, but I'm grateful. Is Paul not forever grateful for Ananias? Can he tell the story without Ananias? How would he say he got filled with the Holy Ghost? Was Jesus that got filled with the Holy Ghost? How did the scales fall from his eyes? The same Ananias. Always be grateful. Remember Jesus. Even when John said, are you the one to come? Or should we expect another? Jesus did not respond in that light. Jesus maintained honor for John. He said, that man that you see is greater than a prophet. He said, look, all the prophets, none of them is up to this man. He said, that is the voice of he that cries in the wilderness. This is the Elijah that was to come. Because somebody does wrong to you does not mean you should lose your sense of value. Are you following what I'm saying this afternoon? You must be a person of value. Value honor. Value good things. I remember one day, my dad, he and my mom had a spat. They were arguing. And my mom was saying, you did this, you did that. My dad now boasted. And then my mom was saying, you've forgotten me, you know, African women. How I bought this for you. How I bought that for you. How I did this. And I thank my mom for that. She helped the man. I mean, a teacher in the 70s, teacher. Helped him get a land. Helped him start building a house. And the man now got, he was now a banker. General manager of a bank. Said, how much is everything? An African man, arrogant. Said, I'll write one check. And I'll clear it. I said, hey, daddy, don't talk like that. You should have written that check then. Not now. Yorubas have a saying, you can't measure good deeds. In as much as it was helpful for you that day, you can't pay for it again. Never. How can you pay for parental care? How? How can you pay for a woman who carried you for 9 months? How? At what point can you pay for it? How can you pay for the kind of labor your parents went over you? How can you pay for it? How can you pay for people who were with you during the hard times? That's why it's stupid. I can never. There are some people, because of their commitment to my life, I can't boast when I'm with them. Because they helped you. Good deeds have no price value. Just be thankful. I'm thankful for you, sir. Imagine what people went through. Some of your pastors, the things they will go through. I'll call them sometimes at odd hours. Come here, and they will come out. Some of them will travel at night to just ensure that the work is done. Then you now use your dirty mouth. It's not just dirty, it's stinking to see anything. A person of value. Do you know what the Bishop Yedeko had in the 70s and 80s? You think there was money in tithes then? Do you know what they faced in the north? Do you know how they almost lost their lives? I was with a brother one day and he told me how many people he lost in the course of the ministry. I'm not supporting his doctrine, but I saw conviction. And you stayed through, sir. Say yes. baba ti gbọ́ ìpè, a kì ń padà sẹ́yìn mọ́. That's what he told me. When you hear the call, you don't turn back. You go from there. How would you value such men? You may not like their new creation realities, their redemption realities, but brother, there's something in their conviction. There's something in why they were able to stay this long. There's something that you must learn. That commitment, that doggedness. Where were you when these same people lost valuables? Where were you when they burned their certificates? Where were you? You were not even in the consent of your parents. Where were you? This is not to in any way pamper wrong doctrine and materialism. But you know what? When you are crying, open your eyes and see properly. You cannot throw away the baby and the bathwater. Where were you when a man who was one of the most brilliant lecturers in the university, the first class in mathematics, where were you to be a professor and be a vice chancellor, abandoned everything to be an interpreter? You can't even abandon, you cannot even abandon food. Where were you? Honor to whom honor is due. Young minister, preserve your life. Watch your words. Value honor. Value respect. Don't be sentimental. Don't say, oh, because this person has suffered for the gospel, he should not preach materialism. I didn't say that. But don't lose sight of that fact. Don't. Remember when I went to his house, I had a discussion, and we're done. I was so tired. And I was going to sleep, and he was going to pray. How do you measure that? You see, young people in their 20s, in this place, you now have your dirty hand on social media to the young minister. Who is the young minister? You. Me, I'm writing to the young minister. You too, you are writing. So who is the young minister? If you two are writing, so who is the young minister? Okay, children's church. Value men. Value men. The men who inspired us to pray. Their doctrine sometimes may be upside down, but they got us to pray. And we are grateful. Aren't we grateful? Men who steered us onto evangelism to preach to people. They may not even understand the gospel well, but they understood evangelism. So people know the gospel, but you don't know evangelism. So I'm a person of value. I observe the value code. Pray. Where you have erred on this, make an adjustment. Where you have said things you shouldn't say, make an adjustment now. Where your leaders, pastors, make an adjustment. Observe the value code. Denominations, different places, be grateful. Value prayer meetings, value camp meetings, study groups, value things. Don't throw your food to dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't trample upon holy things. Respect, fear, reverence. Observe the value code. Value for spiritual things. Value for evangelism. Value for prayer. Value for things that matter.